Scotty's Vodka is made in the DMV, loved in the DMV, and now available in select Virginia ABC stores.
Mm-hmm.
While we're at it, we've been talking training camp all day. Don't you forget, all your training camp coverage on 106.7 The Fan is presented by Paul Henry's Window Installation.
Yes, it is.
PaulHenrysWindows.com, your clear home improvement choice. We're keeping these phone lines open, man. Folks are upset, emotional. This is a weird time, man. Terry McLaurin is...
loved.
Pre-Jaden, he was everybody's favorite player. Now he's probably still half the people's favorite player. And makes him a better football team. This isn't all just emotional driven. Like, football, he had 13 touchdowns last year. That's a lot.
That's a lot.
Let's go to Nick in Fairfax. Nick, what's good, dude? How you feeling?
Nick, what's up, man?
Something's up with the phones, dog. Los is in Severner Park. Los knows what he's doing. Los, you there?
Yo. Yes, I am here. Listen, it's my fault, okay? I did the new jerseys for the, you know, Super Bowl era Redskins jerseys. They go all they take pre-orders in September and all that. I teased the system and went on the eighth gate and got me and my girlfriend one. And I got my girlfriend the Terry McLaurin one. So I think I jinxed it. So I want to apologize to the whole DMV area on why the Commanders aren't signing Terry McLaurin. Because I cheated the system on Tuesday for this thing to happen. You know, I'm upset. I'm sad. Listen, I'm about to play some Radiohead, you know, and just cry myself. And we'll see what happens, man. You know,
Los, I'm gonna channel my inner Robin Williams in Good Will Hunting. It's not your fault. It's not your fault.
Not alone.
It's not your fault. Radiohead, though, always a good option. Thank you for the call, Los. Your phone was kind of cutting up, too.
A little funky.
It is a complicated situation, man. There's no way around that. Obviously, it's freaking a lot of people out. Let's see what Zeke says. Zeke, you there, buddy?
Hey, what's up, guys?
How you doing, man?
Hey, JP, I'm going to make a believer out of you. I told you guys before training camp started that Terry was going to hold out, which he did. I told you that he was going to ask for a trade, which he asked. And I told you that the team was going to allow him to get a trade. And here's the reason, because, Brian, let's just do a quick role play. Brian, you are Terry. You're 30. You know this is your last contract. You want DK Metcalf money. You want more. He wants $136 million plus $60 million guaranteed, and he's not budging. JP, you're Adam Peters. You say, oh, man, I can't see paying you that. I got four starters that I'm going to have to renegotiate their contract next year, so I'm not budging. Now, which one of y'all going to move? That's where we are.
Well, you say I was Terry. If I was Terry, I'm telling you, I'm taking that. I'm already in camp, dog. You know, I look at my money differently than everybody else. I get it and start making me some more.
If it's 27 times 2, 54, and you probably convert some this year, get you to 60. Yeah. Like, here's my thing, and this makes sense to me if I am Adam Peters. If you want to get caught up in AAV, we'll talk later. If you'd like to have a conversation about guaranteed money, let's do this. You've talked about the DK Metcalf deal. DK is guaranteed $60 million. I guess his total guarantees are higher. But the fully guaranteed is
$60
million.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Terry.
Would you pay that?
Hold on, Zeke. Just hear me out. I'm AP. B is Terry. Terry, if you want to talk about the AAV, I don't think we can meet you there. But if you want to talk about the total guarantees, I can get you to DK's guarantees. I'm going to get you 2 years at 27, get you to 54, and I'll convert $6 or $8 million this year to guaranteed
Where's
money.
The pen?
Right? Like, guarantees need to be the driver, not AAV. And if you're determining your worth based on AAV, which is truly a pretty freaking arbitrary number in NFL contracts, the guarantees are what matter. Let the guarantees drive this, not the AAV. The people that care most about AAV, sorry, Zeke, I'm going to rant for a minute. The people that care most about AAV are likely representatives of players, because then you could brag about the biggest possible number.
Mm-hmm.
If the AAV is really big and you can get it 4 years, even if the last year is a void year, you could say it's a $120 million deal.
Yep.
But who cares? Because it's not real.
It's not. So.
If I – If I was in the room, one, I would bring vodka. Two, I would be like, yo, let's talk about what matters here, which is the guaranteed money. And we might be able to get you to the same fully guaranteed money DK has.
Mm-hmm.
That's all that matters. You're like, T. Higgins is going to make $29 million, right? The fully guaranteed money on that's $30 million. Who cares about the AAV? If T. Higgins, God forbid, gets injured, the fully guaranteed money on that thing's $30 million. I don't care about the AAV. I want the highest fully guaranteed dollar amount.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get caught up in the nonsense. That would be if I was in the room. Unfortunately, Lampville, I'm not in that room. Mark is in Landover Hills. What's up, Mark?
JP, top of the day to you.
You too,
top
buddy.
Of the day to you, B. Mitch.
Yeah, what's up, man?
Hey, man. This stuff is really going on, and as far as I'm concerned, you know, the team has to be for the team, and Terry has to be for Terry, just like the steadiest man on radio, Brian Mitchell's been saying all along. And B. Mitch, it's good that you're there, and you can give people a good, honest assessment of what's happening, because you're 100% right. And, you know, people shouldn't negotiate any other way. But I think that there's a couple of factors that we may be leaving out. And one of those factors may be that I don't think any of us, being lifelong Redskins fans, could complain about the job that Dan and Adam have done. However, this is really the first time that they may have had a tactical mistake. And I think that people who have been under duress with their team over the last 25 years, putting it lightly, are going to try and stand up for what's right. And I think that's why you get so many phone calls, people standing up for Terry and everything else. And if the only thing that matters is money, this pertaining to both sides, I would definitely recommend what Brian said, because you should always be conservative with your finances in any endeavor or any time you are involved in finance in your life.
Nah,
that
man.
Is one of the most
go all in on crypto.
What's that?
You got to go all in on crypto.
Well, JP, I know you're a funny man, and you're pretty good at it, but that's not really a laughing matter, but that's a good line, JP. I'll give you that much.
I was just messing around, Mark. And I appreciate it.
Hey, JP and Mitch, I got to say this, man, and I know our friend, that we both, all of us like, my man Doc would say it. Don't forget, ain't none of them put their hands in the dirt or busted a grape yet. And that's part of this, too. And let me tell you, there is something that I noticed B. Mitch is standing up for Terry. Him having had his hands in dirt, and you better believe, busted more than any grape. So, Adam better remember that, because this is the big first big foo bar that they've had. And you don't want to go beyond recognition with any human life or any endeavor you're in. And I'll get off here, guys, because I know you got other calls. And that's just one man's opinion on it that's been a 67-year fan.
Oh, wow.
Appreciate the call, man. Thanks, Mark.
All right, man. Appreciate it.
You know what's interesting? We have two callers.
Mm-hmm.
There's Mark in Landover, and then there's Mark in Landover Hills.
Mm-hmm.
I just find that interesting. And I think there's also Mark in Largo.
Yeah.
A lot of Marks. A lot of L's. A lot of L towns. Robert is calling from Dallas. What's up, buddy?
Rob? Well, man, what's happening, fellas? Got to chime in on this. Because everybody does realize that Terry McLaurin plays the wide receiver position, and I feel about that position the way most people incorrectly feel about the running back position. That is last on the least of importance. Terry's not even the best wide receiver in the NFC East. You got A.J. Brown, you got CeeDee Lamb. And I like Terry. He's good. But let's just be real. That dude does not deserve that money that he's wanting, reportedly $30-something million a year. Just because Pittsburgh was stupid enough to pay DK Metcalf, who can only run straight, that's the only thing DK Metcalf can do, and post Instagram photos. Because they did it doesn't mean we're stupid. And here's the main thing that's hurting Terry McLaurin. We got a quarterback now. And because you have a quarterback, the wide receiver position is not that important. This organization is going to be fine with or without Terry. So to use the old Barry Switzer saying, come to Oklahoma, we're going to win. Go somewhere else, we're still going to win. And I like you, Terry, but you are not on that level. You're good, but you're not Mike Evans, Justin Jefferson, Jamar Chase, A.J. Brown, CeeDee Lamb. That's it. That's the list. Terry ain't on that level. And that's just business. I like them. Separate your emotions. Thanks for taking my call, guys.
Thank you, Robert. I appreciate you.
I don't know if Robert's all right, though. I think Robert is a little stretch.
Stress?
Stretch. It's a stretch, what he's trying to say. You know, Rob always go against everything else. You got to just remember him. Normally, if everybody likes him, he ain't going to like it. I've been talking to him for years. I know.
Yeah. I think there is a real discussion point there, though. Like, if the McLaurin camp is hell-bent on beating the DK deal, despite
that,
the fact
that can hurt you,
that DK is also 2 years younger than you. Like, I understand you don't like that being part of the negotiation, but it is. I don't like that I have a soft jawline, but I do. Easy, Landfill.
What the hell are you talking about?
Like, I'd like a more chiseled jawline. wouldn't you? Look like Gaston from Sleepy Beauty.
I like what I look like right now.
Congratulations. You're going to like the way you look. I guarantee it. But there's some reality here. Like, if he gets more than DK, he becomes a top 3 or 4 paid receiver in the NFL.
But that,
and I understand how the market works.
But that doesn't mean nothing, because as soon as you sign that deal, somebody else going to break that next year. They'll go past it next year. And so my whole thing is, and he said he's not the best. Nobody cares if he's the best in the NFC East. He's on your team. He's the best receiver on your team, and he should command a certain amount of money. I agree with the fact that about the 34, no, I don't think you're going to get that. Especially once Sutton signed this deal and those type of things, you're not going to get that. That comes down some. But I don't think it's out the realm for him to be making $29, $30 million.
I don't either. To me, 30, like if they are, yo, I got to get to 30 for this to work for me, and you're at 28, do it. If it's 35, maybe that's why we're in the situation we're in.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to give my man Lou another shot here. Lou, you there? Lou, dog, not there.
Lou called and falls asleep.
800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. D is in D.C. D, what up?
JP, B. Mitch, what up, man?
What up, bro? How you doing, man?
Hey, I think AP is pulling us. I think AP is about to cook something up. Because if we could only book this at 30 mil, I definitely believe that would have been done by now. But I think AP is working the phones. I really got him on the phone with Miami and calling about Tyreek Hill, Mr. Cheetah. I think that's the perfect trade right there. Think about it.
So, you really think there? I mean, I see this stuff on social media, so I'm glad that somebody brought it to the radio. Tyreek Hill, undeniably great player.
It's the perfect trade. Miami needs a character guy. Terry is the perfect character guy. We upgrade our wide receiver. It's perfect. It works for both parties. I'm telling you. I think.
But you just brought up age, and then he's older than Terry, right?
Nah, they're the same age. They're 30. They're both 30.
Tyreek's a year older.
Tyreek is under contract for 2 more years. That's a steal.
Yeah, but.
It makes sense.
Hold on. Tyreek is under contract for 2 more years. That is accurate. There is no guaranteed money starting next year. So you know what's going to happen next year with Tyreek? The same stuff that's happening right now with Terry. Also, Tyreek is a year older. So let's get the facts here. Tyreek's a great player. If you're worried about Terry aging and keeping his speed, Tyreek's element, what makes him so dynamic, is his speed. Not only
he hasn't shown any slowdown.
Terry hasn't either.
Last year
he's
was
better.
The first.
He's
hold
an
on.
Upgrade. He's an upgrade.
D.
That's no question. D. He's a better player than Terry.
Yeah, Landfill, can
if,
I talk?
You know, if Terry wants to be traded, give the man what he wants.
Hold on, dude. How can you say he hasn't shown any drop-off in production when last year was the first year he didn't go for 1,000 yards since 2019?
I didn't say production. I said ability.
Aren't they the same?
He still has his speed.
Dude.
No, he still has his speed. But if Tua goes down in Miami and you don't have a stable quarterback, of course your production is going to go down. With JD5, what are we looking at? We're looking at Pat Mahomes 2.0 right there. What are we talking about?
All right. Can you acknowledge the facts that Tyreek is 31, Terry is 29, Tyreek will be 32 in March and won't have guaranteed money left on his deal in March? So you're going to go through this exact same song and dance and probably louder and crazier.
It's easier to move money on non-guaranteed contracts than just paying a guy flat out.
That's the same position they're in right now. I appreciate the call, dude.
You're wrong in this one, brother.
I'm not saying he's wrong.
I'm saying he's wrong.
Why?
It ain't just easy to just move it around like that, especially the guy that's going to be 32 years old. If he thinks this is an issue right now, in the spring, you'll be sitting up here wanting, Tyreek would want 40-something million.
Yes.
Come on, man.
Terry does everything the right way. Is that how anyone has ever described Tyreek Hill?
Mm-hmm.
You want to get crazy? I got it crazy. That I don't even want to really bring up, but I guess I will. Detroit has a unique situation with Jameson Williams.
Mm-hmm.
He's going into the last year of his rookie deal, right? Maybe he's going into the fourth year of his rookie deal, and then there's an option year. Like, Williams, to me, is a player on the ascent that has had some stuff. He's done some dumb stuff. He's had some injuries.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, let me get the facts are important. Williams is going into the fourth year, so the last year of his rookie deal, but they've already picked up the option year. Detroit's money's kind of all over the place. Detroit's in win now mode.
Totally.
I don't know that makes sense, but like the only way anything makes sense for Washington to me now is getting another receiver. Is somebody else that
another
helps your
receiver
offense.
That's like a Williams with that ability and younger.
And
that's
then,
right, that's older.
Detroit, that to me, if they are uneasy about paying Jameson Williams and Washington determines that's our guy, we will pay that dude, that would be something dramatically different. Tyreek Hill is older, more expensive, and gonna want a new deal.
Oh, hell yeah.
So like when I see these tweets and everybody on Instagram saying this stuff, like I just don't see that thing happening in the slightest.
Mm-hmm.
The other things we'll get, trading him for Trey Hendrickson, trading him for Micah Parsons. I think Micah Parsons on September 2nd signs a new biggest deal in the NFL for a defensive player with Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
That's just how things go down there. Hendrickson, I don't know. Would you want to trade Terry for Hendrickson, B?
No.
If you hadn't just added Von Miller, and I'm not saying...
I want to enhance Jaden Daniel. Hendrickson doesn't do that.
I tend to agree with you. Phone lines are lit up. I'll sneak one in here. Who's been on hold the longest? Newell. I think it's Noel, right?
Yeah, that's me. Hey,
Ben,
how are you guys doing?
Ben literally wrote Newell.
I think that's like this is like the third or fourth time, or like there have been different iterations with my name, so I'm used to it by now. But it's all love, and it's not a problem. So, but thank you guys for taking my call. So,
no problem.
I mean, really, like, first of all, I do not want to trade Terry McLaurin for Tyreek Hill. That was insane. I don't know why anyone wanted to do that. Jaden really needs Terry McLaurin. Period. I don't think we're trading him. I don't think anybody in our fan base believes that it's going to happen. But I do want to say something regarding Adam Peters, because I don't fault him for trying to get this correctly, because I get the argument that if we sign him to a really big contract past DK Metcalf or around where DK Metcalf is making his money, you have to take into account the next couple of years with the fact that the contract starts next year. You have to think about Frankie Louvu. You have to think about what Tunsil's going to get. You got to think about what if Lattimore has a breakout year? You got to think about all of these things. But at the end of the day, something happened with their communication that didn't sit well with Terry. Adam Peters has to address that behind closed doors, because something was off there, and I hope that he addressed that. And then I also hope that he gets a little bit above that threshold of like 28 and 29 to like 30 or 31 and tries to figure out a way to just make it work. Because if your goal is the Super Bowl, you got to try to find a way to make it work. So hopefully all of this can actually manifest itself but that's kind of where I stand on this whole thing, and I hope it works out for everybody.
Appreciate you, brother.
Good call, brother.
Thanks, man.
Thank you.
Phone lines open the rest of the hour. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitch and Finley.